This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. And archives, always available here on KJJR.com for anytime listening. Sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And in the studio, a first-timer to Focus on the Flathead, it's Anthony Nelson. He's Executive Director at Glacier Institute. Anthony, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, first time on the show, so I'm excited to learn a lot about it. But First, we want to know about you a little bit. Are you a Montanan?
That's a very good question. I'm originally a Minnesotan, but I grew up coming here every summer. So my uncles lived here for about 30 years, and this was the only vacation that we could afford. And we would load up in our minivan and come out. So all of my best memories from my childhood are in Glacier National Park.
Well, you came from Minnesota in a van. That's a long drive. I went to school in Minnesota.
Oh, did you? I didn't know that. Well, you've got Minnesota ties too.
So tell us about yourself a little bit and growing up and getting over here to Montana.
Yeah, absolutely. So awesome childhood, and ended up pursuing wildlife biology is what I went. I went to St. Cloud State there in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and pursued that and actually went into zookeeping. I did that for about 12 years. Yeah, ended up becoming a specialist in African penguins and Nile hippopotamus, which was a different life track to take, but kind of maxed out in what I was doing and had two kids and a third on the way, and I wasn't getting paid very well doing that. You don't have to pay well when your job is so awesome.
Wow.
You know? And so we moved out here. My uncle told me there was a need for carpenters. I always did carpentry on the side. So we moved out here just to do carpentry. I was going to build houses. And so I did that for a while and was fortunate to get on the board of directors for the Glacier Institute, never thinking it would turn into a job. And eventually the executive director that was in place retired after an amazing career. And the board of directors asked me for my resume. So here I am.
How cool is that?
Yeah, yeah.
So let's tell you, so you have family here now? And
I do, yeah. I've got three kids now. We live over in Creston and are just loving it. My wife is a gardener, and so every square inch of our property is used for gardening. We've got bees, and I think I have 56 chickens right now.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, we're just loving Montana, everything about it. We lived in Colorado Springs for a short period of time and missed the lakes. We left Minnesota to go to the mountains in Colorado. It's like, where are the lakes? You have everything here.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. Don't tell your friends. come visit. And
I always talk about the horrible cold winters.
They're awful. Negative 50. Yeah. 12 feet of snow. Absolutely.
Yeah, you can go on and on. It's not keeping them away. Well, let's talk about the Glacier Institute. First of all, for people who haven't heard about it, in a nutshell, what is it?
Yeah, so we're the nonprofit education partner for Glacier National Park and for the Flathead National Forest. And so we've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
But we have a mission to strengthen connections to the natural world through outdoor education. So essentially, nobody's going to care about something they don't know anything about. And so our idea is to give you either a base level of education about the park or the forest, or we actually teach a lot of courses that are really in depth. We do mushrooming courses and we do medicinal plants courses to give you a really kind of in-depth idea of certain topics.
Now, you're located in Columbia Falls, right? The offices?
Yeah, the offices are in Columbia Falls. We actually have three different locations, though. So inside Glacier National Park, a lot of people miss us, but just inside the west entrance, there's a sign about 400 yards in that says Horseback Riding and Glacier Institute.
Yeah.
That's our field camp location.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we actually have five cabins there. We can house 25 people there for our course. We've got, a chef with a full kitchen, and we've got bathrooms and everything. So we actually do 8-day programs there.
Wow.
We do one of those a month. We call them the Exploring Glacier course. And there's one coming up in July. I believe it starts July 16th. And you get a full immersive week in Glacier National Park, which is awesome.
Well, this is really cool because I knew a little bit about what you did until I got on your website. I didn't know how much you guys did and provided out there at Glacier Institute. So I want to really get into it. And can we talk some specifics here a little bit too?
Absolutely.
Some of these classes. You're located, again, where in Columbia Falls?
Because it's 320 Nucleus Avenue. We're right across from the bowling alley.
Oh, okay.
In downtown Columbia Falls.
Right downtown.
Yeah, we have a little park there. It's a great place to picnic with the family. So it's very nice. Good spot.
Glacier Institute started back in the 80s. So you said good. You've been here a while.
Yeah, 1983 is when we started. Yep,
wow.
Absolutely. And then we took over Big Creek in 1988. So a lot of people are familiar with Big Creek. We have a saying, like we hear it so often, everyone loves Big Creek. I'm going to put it on a shirt someday. Yeah. Everybody loves Big Creek.
It's a cool name.
Yeah, I mean, there's such a rich history of kids coming out to Big Creek, you know, with their schools and experiencing the amazing wilderness of the North Fork, you know, and getting to spend a couple days out there. So there's a lot of people here in the Valley that have a story about Big Creek.
Yeah.
And so we operate that. A lot of people, you know and love Big Creek. They don't realize the Glacier Institute operates it. So Wow. That's us. We're the guys that do that. And that's in partnership with Flathead National Forest.
Well, we're going to talk more about it coming up. You've been listening to the voice of Anthony Nelson, Executive Director of Glacier Institute. Here on Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry and Three Rivers Bank of Montana. And we'll be back with part two of the show coming up next on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and we're back with Focus on the Flathead. Into the studio this week, Anthony Nelson, Executive Director of Glacier Institute. I want to say of the Flathead, because it's not just Columbia Falls. You've got three locations.
We do, yeah. We were just talking about Big Creek up there in the North Fork. So
yeah.
Big Creek is 20 miles north of Columbia Falls.
Yeah.
If you've ever driven to Pole Bridge, it's likely that you've seen it on the left-hand side of the road up there. A lot of people don't know what it is, but that's us. That's Big Creek Outdoor Education Center.
Well, let me read something. This is right off your website. This is kind of a neat description. Glacier Institute provides a wide range of guided hikes, camps, and educational programs for kids of all ages, from personalizing hiking tours to kids' camps to a week-long nature courses promised to connect you with nature. And I this is very cool. That's what really the core of what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's talk about a few of these things, and you've got some coming up very soon.
We do. Yeah, there's some coming up really quick. So there's still some spots available. A lot of these are filling up. So I definitely recommend checking out our website. It's glacierinstitute.org. You can learn more about all of these. But we have a wide range of camps that happen out at Big Creek. So some of the ones that I love to highlight are we have a two-day fly fishing camp that's coming up here. It's on August 1st and 2nd. For ages 9 through 13, a great opportunity to send your kids. We have all the equipment, everything that they'll need. So if you just want your kids to have kind of a basic first experience with fly fishing and see if they like it, this is a great way to do that. And how can you be in Montana and not at least experience fly fishing?
Oh,
so
yeah,
for all of you that are new to the Valley here, this is a great opportunity for your kids to dip their toes in a little bit, get their feet wet. Maybe literally.
Yeah. Sounds good. That sounds like a lot of fun. I would have loved that as a kid.
Oh, yeah. It's a great experience. And then we've got a camp that's another two-day camp. We call it Happy Campers. This one's coming up really soon here. It's July 23rd. This is kind of a first experience for a camp type location for kids. It's for ages 7 through 9 overnight. It's really set up to be an easy and comfortable experience for the kiddos, but they're going to be out, do some short hiking. They're going to do some hands-on activities. They'll dip their feet in the water there and flip over some rocks and look at the macroinvertebrates under the rocks.
Yeah.
A lot of cool experiences like that for the kiddos.
This sounds like a summer camp, like summer camp heaven to me.
A summer camp, but it's totally immersive in the outdoors.
Yeah.
So it's more than your average summer camp, definitely. I can't be on the radio and not talk about our new Going to the Sun Road program. So this is really exciting for us. And it's based out of our office in Columbia Falls. This is 320 Nucleus Avenue, right downtown Columbia Falls. And this was a program that we were asked to start it by Glacier National Park. Essentially, we've got five different buses that can all hold 14 people. And we send those into the park to the five top trails in the park. So we hit Avalanche, we hit Highline Trail, we hit Hidden Lake Overlook, Sai Pass, and then we've got one that's designed to drive the whole Going to the Sun Road and hit a bunch of the small ones along the way. We call that the Complete, and it's really designed for folks that can't hike.
So when you say hit a bunch of these trails, you actually are hiking
trails?
We're
actually hiking, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
We leave from the office at 8:30 in the morning, and you go into the park. You don't have to worry about driving. You don't have to worry about bears. You can even add a lunch on the website. You don't have to worry about your lunch. And then you don't have to worry about a reservation. Anything that you do with the Glacier Institute acts as your reservation for the day.
That was my next question.
Yep, yep.
Because people are going to want to know that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great opportunity to go in and actually get boots on the ground hiking. So we've got designated parking spots up there at Logan Pass for when we do the Highline Trail and Hidden Lake Overlook. And we get boots on the ground learning about all the plants that you're walking by, learning about the mountains, the story of the geology of Glacier National Park. There is a lot that people are missing when you go into the park. And I was one of them when I was a kid. We would go, you know, park at Logan Pass, you do a little hike, you get back in the car, you take a couple pictures, you know, drive back down. And you're missing it. You're not getting the full story. So going with our outdoor education specialist for the day, there's so much more that you're going to walk away from in that experience, especially for locals to be able to share that with your future guests that come out. It's so valuable to be able to share that story.
There's so much to do and so much that people don't know that's even available.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And this is actually a really good program to bring your kids along, especially if you got young kids. The Complete, you know, it's only going to be up to a mile of hiking. So it's really quite easy. Now, the price on that's only $100 a seat. But for all of you Flathead locals, we actually designed a discount code for that. It's a buy one, get one free. We want people to come and experience this program and be able to tell people about it. And again, to learn that base knowledge to be able to share with your guests. So that code, you go to our website and use the code Flathead to do that buy one, get one free. And we really want people to take advantage of that.
Well, finally, locals get a discount.
That's right.
We're
trying to do what we can do to help. Absolutely.
And one more quote from Anthony Nelson, executive director himself. Here it is. Take one of our courses, and I love this next line, and put your computer down.
That's right. Yeah.
And get outside and enjoy the world around you. This is a great quote.
Yeah, absolutely. Put that screen down. Get outside. Absolutely.
Well, we want to thank you for coming in and joining us today. And one more time, the website is?
Yep. GlacierInstitute.org.
Glacier Institute. It's that easy. Hey, come back when you get a few minutes.
Hey, sounds good.
It
sounds
like you're going to have a busy summer, and we appreciate your time stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's the voice of Anthony Nelson, Executive Director of Glacier Institute on Focus on the Flathead from News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. We'll see you next weekend.